Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously. Spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for the opportunity and the privilege to share with you the living word of God. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice, that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and render all your powers null and void. And you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, we'd like to continue our teaching on the subject, faith, our way of life. Once again, faith, our way of life. So if you have your Bibles, please open them to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Again, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we're going to read verse number 7. And it says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Once again, for we walk by faith, not by sight. So we are instructed by the word of God to live by faith and not by sight. And that word sight means the things that are perceived by our senses. So we can read that verse like this. For we live by faith and not by the things which are perceived by our senses. Now, please go to the book of Romans, chapter 10. Again, Romans, chapter 10. And we're going to read verse 17. And it says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Once again, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now notice it said faith comes by hearing. And you know, you can hear negative things and you can hear positive things. So that's why the scripture says, when we hear, we're hearing by the word of God, because everything from the word of God is perfect and true. Now please go to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. And we're going to read verse number 6. And it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. Now, I want you to notice in that verse, it didn't say without praise and worship. It didn't say without prayer. It said without faith, it is impossible to please him. So that should give us a red flag to let us know that faith must be important. And then he also rewards those who diligently seek him. Amen. So we're going to continue our teaching, as I said, but let's review the six principles of faith before we get started. Principle number one was, faith is a way of life. Faith is a way of life. Just as you get up every morning, you brush your teeth, you shower, well, we should live our lives by faith. And one of the first rules we should understand about faith is that it is not a get rich, my name is Jimmy, and I take you all me gimme plan. It's not that. Faith is a way of life. Faith is belief in every Christian because it pleases God. Amen. Faith is belief in the enacting on God's word. The Bible should be a way of life for every Christian because it pleases God. Principle number two, your lifestyle must be in agreement with God's word. Once again, your lifestyle must be in agreement with God's word. In other words, you can't be doing one thing and saying another. You cannot apply God's word to your moral lives and then living something that's contrary to God's word. No, you can't do that. Your lifestyle must be in agreement with God's word. That is one reason why a lot of Christians, now listen very closely, that is one reason why a lot of Christians aren't getting blessed, because they are saying one thing and living another lifestyle. And that cannot happen. Your lifestyle must be in agreement with God's word. Amen. Principle number three, faith continually grows. Faith continually grows. To grow in faith, it is a process. It's a process. It's something that you have to learn. Amen. That's why the scripture says, study to show yourself approved unto God. Because it is a process. It's not something that you get overnight. Amen. Principle number four, God always honors his word. God always honors his word. An important rule about faith is that we cannot act first and then expect God to come in line with our actions. No, God always honors his word. Principle number five, faith is not moved by the circumstances. Faith is not moved by circumstances. We are not looking at the circumstances, which means we are not moved by negative situations confronting us. We don't do that. We know that they're there, but we do not let them dictate our victory in Christ Jesus. So we don't look at the first circumstances. You do not confess the circumstances, but you have to keep your eyes on what the Bible says relative to what you believe. Amen. Find in the Bible scripture or scriptures that fit your situation and continue to confess them and not the circumstances. Amen. Principle number 6. Faith operates at various levels. Faith operates at various levels. When we read scripture, we can see that there are different levels of faith. There's little faith, small faith, strong faith, most holy faith, common faith. So these are the different levels that one can achieve in terms of faith. But we want to operate at the highest level of faith, which is the most holiest of faith that we can operate in. Amen. You know, I would like to encourage you to begin to believe God wherever you are spiritually and make a determination to develop your faith by continually exercising until it grows into a powerful force. And it will. It will. In time, your faith will grow strong in the things of God if you are diligent in the Word. Amen? Now, please turn your Bibles to the book of James, chapter 1. James, chapter 1. And we're going to read verse number 22. And it says, be a doer of the word, not just a hearer, deceiving yourselves. Now, we must be a doer of the word. And that also means saying something. And that saying is an action. Saying something is action, because faith is acting on what you believe. You have to act on what you believe. You have to believe, because that is the order in which you have to develop your faith. You have to really believe that in order to say it, because right away you could be intimidated by your friends and relatives. Amen. Faith is the number one priority one should understand. So I want to deal with why we ought to study the subject of faith. Why should we study faith? Well, why make such a big issue out of it? I want to show you that faith is so vitally important to us that we need to understand how it works. Amen. Now, I've mentioned this word understand before in teaching, because understand is a compound word which consists of the word under, which means to submit, and stand, to point of view. So when you understand something, you are submitting to that particular person's point of view. And in this case, we're submitting to God's point of view. Amen. So go to the book of Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Because we want to understand how faith works. Romans chapter 1 verse 17. And it says, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Anything that you are called upon to live your life by certainly demonstrates its importance. If you are to live by faith, how can you do it so effectively if you do not even know what it is? How are you going to live by faith if you don't know what it is? So you need to know how it works and what does it mean. If you are going to live by it, you have to know how it works, and you're going to have to know what does it mean. The passage of scripture says that the just shall live by faith. So faith is a way of life. Faith is a way of living your life. Amen. Now, the word just or justification or justified literally means to be declared righteous. Let me repeat that. The word just, justification, or justified literally means to be declared righteous. When you accept Jesus Christ as God's remedy for sin, when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, God declares you righteous. Amen. God declares you righteous. You do not declare yourself righteous. God does the righteous thing. Righteousness is another big sounding word, but what does it really mean? What does righteousness really mean? Well, the simplest definition of righteousness is right standing with God. This definition comes from the definition of justification. If you have been declared righteous by God, you must have right standing with God, or no longer wrong standing, and longer because the blood of Jesus. Let me repeat them. The simplest definition of righteousness is right standing with God. This definition comes from the definition of justification. If you have been declared righteous by God, you must have right standing with God, and no longer wrong standing, and longer because of the blood of Jesus. Amen. And longer standing with God because of the blood of Jesus. I like that. It could only have been the blood of Jesus. Many people throughout the years have thought that righteousness was something that we as Christians had to do or to work for. For instance, a way that you live your life, a way that you dress, or even a way that you act, or something on that level. It was considered some external work one had to do for righteousness. Actually, people really confuse two words, righteousness and holiness. They confused it just like they did belief and faith. See, holiness has to do with the quality of your life lived on a daily basis. In other words, holiness is something that you are responsible for as an individual. On the other side of the token, righteousness is God's responsibility. There is absolutely nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, that you can do to make yourself more righteous. God has to make you righteous, period. Case closed. Righteousness is simply right standing with God. See, when Adam in the Garden of Eden disobeyed God, he caused a breach in the relationship with God and man. In other words, they had a falling out. They had a disagreement. Adam's action caused a break in the lines of communication with God. Because of Adam's disobedience, man was actually, through Adam, declared by God as unrighteous. And unrighteousness is simply righteousness with the prefix un, which means non-righteous. So when Adam sinned, he caused the whole human race, the animal and plant life, to become unrighteous, out of fellowship with God. No communication with God. Jesus came, and through his sacrificial death, burial, and resurrection, brought man back into a position that has enabled him to have right standing with God. It's called righteousness. See, when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, God certifies you righteous. God certifies you righteous. You cannot certify yourself righteous. Righteousness means that your debt was paid in full. Amen. God stamps you righteous, and Satan, through intimidation or through bringing you low self-esteem, cannot legally come against your life and tell you that you are still in debt or that you owe anything, because you have been declared righteous by God. So righteousness means right standing with God. So my question would be today, how do you stand with God? What is your position with the Heavenly Father? Well, He's my daddy. He's my father. And we are in right relationship. Amen. So are you? If you are the righteousness of God in Christ, you should be living by faith. You should be living by faith. And you should be living 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year by faith. You brush your teeth every day. You shower every day. Then you should be living by faith every day. If you are supposed to live by faith, then you better know what it is and what it's not. And you need to know how it works so you can live by it, since that is what God requires of you. Remember, we just read in our scripture, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So you better know what it is. You better know how it works. That is a very important reason to study and understand the subject of faith. It is a requirement of God for us to live by faith. Since faith is a way of life and is the God kind of life, turn with me, please, to 1 Timothy chapter 6. Again, 1 Timothy chapter 6, and we're going to read verse number 12. And it says, fight the good fight of faith. Once again, fight the good fight of faith. So we are encouraged to fight, family. Now, this verse tells us several things. First, it tells us that we are in a fight, a faith fight, and we are in it whether we want to be or not. The first reason you are in a fight is because you were born into this world as human beings. Then, when you became a Christian, when you accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, that amplified the situation. Think with me for a moment. All life is a fight. Even non-Christians' lives are a fight. However, the only fight that Christians are called upon to fight is a fight of faith. Amen. That's the only fight that we are called upon to do. That is all. We are not called to fight anything else. Fighting can cause a physical harm to one's body. You know, because fighting can be work. Yet God tells us to fight. But notice something else He tells us to do. He says, fight the good fight. Amen. Fighting can only be good if you win. So being a good fighter, Father God is not calling us to fight a fight where we are supposed to get beat. He did not say fight the fight of faith. He did not say fight the fight of worship. He said fight the good fight because He wants us to win. Amen. We serve a God that only wins. It is always a good name when your team, or a good game when your team wins. It's always a good fight when your fighter wins. If your team lost, you would say that was a bad game. We should have won. 1 Timothy 6:12 represents the same principle. God wants you to win. Amen. And everything that is necessary for you to win is provided for you in the Word of God. But you have to know it, and you have to know how to activate God's word by your faith, or else you are going to get whipped. Amen. If you do not understand and know how to operate in faith, then you are going to get your back kicked and your head whipped. Life through Satan will beat you to death, for he only comes to kill, steal, and destroy. There is nothing God can do about it because he has already done it. He tells us, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Christians are not called to fight the devil. The only fight that you are in is a faith fight. You are not fighting churches. You are not fighting preachers. You are not even supposed to fight demons. And you couldn't win that fight because demons are spiritual creatures. And you cannot see them, or you do not know how to fight them. Well, you know what? I'm just about out of time. But please join us next week as we will continue our teaching. But until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.